So you get to wave the flag in Paris, my man.
First of all, Steph, appreciate it. Thanks for the words, man. And definitely being a kid, we all come from, you know, different walks of life, different cities, different upbringings. I think the last thing on our mind we will ever have is carrying a flag representing our country during the Olympics. So it was never a thought, it was never a dream, but it's an absolute honor.
I think because you are so special, you have the honor of wearing this jacket during the opening ceremony and being a flag bearer with LeBron James.
Mulligan Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. And excusez-moi, I'm pretty sure we got the flag bearers named, Mr. David.
I think we do.
Mon ami.
LeBron James and Coco Gauff.
LeBron.
LeBron James.
Je m'appelle LeBron.
Okay.
Yeah, all right.
Let's move on.
We are all ready for Alex Marigot. He with NBC5. He's on the scene. He's in France. He is, au contraire, covering said Paris Olympics. Alex, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Great to be with you today. I'm in France, so I'm doing fantastic.
Wow, that is so
not bad.
Awesome.
What good assignment.
Be. Yeah.
You're the only Chicago television reporter there, the way I understand it, right, Alex? So that's pretty cool. That gives you great access to all the locals.
It's been great, David. And, you know, I've been talking to our locals for the last 8 months. I've been getting to know them since December, hearing their life stories, hearing why they do what they do, why they go through these crazy things with their body and their mind to try to be the best in their sports. So it's been a great privilege to tell their stories and tell our Chicago audience about them in these last 8 months. And it's going to be a great privilege to track their progress as we get ready for the first few days of competition here.
Is there any particular thing that you're most looking forward to? I mean, I love so much about the Olympics, and I end up watching a lot of it, partly because my family loves it, and we've watched it, the Olympics together. But is there any one event or one element of it that you're looking forward to more than the rest?
No matter how many times I get asked this question, guys, it's no easier to answer. It's going to be so hard to pick one event. So I'll just try to highlight a couple that I am really looking forward to. Ryan Murphy, who was born in Palos Heights. We talked to him back in March. He could be the first guy ever to win gold medals in three consecutive Olympics in the backstroke. So we're going to be hopefully with him and near him when that happens. He's the king of the backstroke. And then the 100-meter dash. There's a really good chance that Noah Lyles and Sha'Carri Richardson could end up being the fastest man and fastest woman in the world at the end of these games, and that would be so cool to have two gold medals in such a high-profile event coming back to the U.S. So that would be really fun to see as well. There's so much to choose here. You know, I'm trying to keep track of 39 Chicago-area athletes and
wow.
Then also, you know, the big names, Simone Biles, Noah Lyles, all that kind of stuff. So no shortage of stuff to watch. And then one last thing, just in general, of things I'm looking forward to, is we're out of COVID now. We're back to normal. I'm ready for some crowd noise. We haven't had that, you know, in such a long time. So the excitement, the fans, the families, just getting back to normal, and I'll say better than normal with what Paris is about to do, I'm so excited for it all.
So, Alex, how will you decide? I found it interesting. I know you've covered Olympics in the past. When I did the London Games, every day it was like, well, there's a great local story here, but there's a story of international significance there. And choosing between, you're only one person, but I think there's a lot of divided interests. And I just wonder from day to day, from a reporting standpoint, how will you get your guidance and how will you make your decisions?
It's a great question because it's the biggest challenge of my career is doing this, and I'm sure it might have been for you as well, David. There's no clear-cut answer. It's just judgment, right? You're gonna make some wrong calls. You're going to make some great calls about what you think is going to happen day to day. And some of it will get decided on what time people compete, because I do have to be on TV live on the air at 5 a.m. local time here in Paris and 1 p.m. local time. So if there's an event going on at that time, it's kind of hard to make. But then we also have the benefit of being with the NBC larger group, my colleagues from New York, Los Angeles, and a bunch of other stations, where, okay, maybe they can go to one event and ask a question of a local athlete, and then I can cover another one that's got a local athlete. So it's a very collaborative experience, but it is a very big challenge every day, especially when we get into the heat of competition. I might have 5 or 6 Chicago area athletes competing the same day. So trying to keep track of all that is a great challenge, but I'm trying to do my best to give everybody a great look at what's going on here.
So I started watching, I watched the U.S. against France. I believe that was in Marseille in soccer. And then I know I saw the men's basketball team show up. I believe they're in Lille. I mean, I just don't know how you cover an event like this across the country. It's hard enough. Paris is a huge place. It's hard enough to kind of travel across the city. And I guess, did I not see that the volleyball is under the Eiffel Tower? That might be a nice place to hang out. But where is the media center in connection to where, you know what I'm saying? Like, where is the center where you have
logistics
to be? How do you get there? Are you going to be on the Metropolitan or whatever they call it?
Yeah, the Metro. We have already done that 3 times just in the last 2 days, trying to get around, because traffic is already a nightmare in Paris. You have to get any Parisian, and then you add all the massive amount of closures and the people who are coming in. It's not easy. And on top of the fact that they're trying to host the opening ceremony on the river, which has never been done before. You may have watched every single Olympics, but you've never seen an opening ceremony like they're about to do. Logistics is the greatest challenge, I think, for all of us every Olympics. One of my colleagues from San Diego, he's done 8 now. I've only done 2. And he says, you know, it never gets easier. Every city has its own challenges. So you try to keep track of things if they're not going on immediately in Paris, the way we all do, right? We'll just watch on TV, keep track of maybe colleagues who can see the games or be at those games. And then you have to meticulously plan, then have a plan B and a plan C in case things don't go as they should. It just requires a lot of planning and a lot of keeping track of things. You just got to adjust on the fly. That's how it goes.
In this business, you don't necessarily get starstruck, but there are things that you look forward to and remember. I'll never forget being next to Usain Bolt after he made history and just being like...
You outran him,
I did. I was like, wait, what took you so long? You here already?
There you go.
I got here before you did. How did that happen? But I thought that was something that I, you know, remember now, beating him in a race. Yes. But Alex, I think that there are guys and there are women that might appeal to you in terms of like, this is going to be very cool. I hope that I get a chance to encounter him or her. Who is that for you?
Well, certainly Simone Biles would be at the top of that list. She's one of the greatest American athletes ever. She's done things that nobody else can do on the mat. And I will say that starstruck, I agree with you. You try not to be as much as possible, but then you realize that this is the World Series for 2.5 weeks in a row for these people, right? It's back to back to back to back greatness again and again. There's no buildup. We're here. This is it for everybody. And I first realized that actually, even when I was in Beijing, I know this may sound silly, I was watching a men's figure skating practice. Talking about practice, it was the first day we were there. It was the first day we were there, and it dawned on me, especially in an empty arena where nobody else was allowed in, I said, wait a minute. These are the best 6 people at this one thing on the planet, and I'm on this balcony watching them all do their thing. And it just hit. I wasn't even talking to them yet. And that's when it really came over me that the Olympics is unlike any event. And once you really get to know the athletes and see what they go through physically and mentally and the sacrifice and how many of them think of quitting and they come back, it's just you get sucked into the story. You get sucked into believing in them because of how much they believe in themselves and this amazing process that they're all a part of. So it's just been a privilege to cover. And yeah, Molly, that beach volleyball area you talked about right underneath the Eiffel Tower, we got a sneak peek inside yesterday.
Wow.
I don't know of a better place to watch a sport. I mean, it's incredible. You're just right. You're in this beautiful arena, this temporary arena, and boom, there's the Eiffel Tower 100 yards away. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, Paris is just an extraordinary place to begin with. I mean, I don't know if you can even get in a restaurant. There are going to be so many bloody people there. But, you know, you start with a city like that. I guess, am I wrong about this, that the opening is going to go down the Seine? They're going to actually have like a parade of boats or something? Didn't I see
that? That's right.
And
yeah, it's going to be 4 miles, basically think of from Chinatown to Navy Pier. That's the distance that all these athletes are going to go on these boats, 10,000 athletes, and they're going to get let off right basically across from the Eiffel Tower at the Place de Trocadéro, which is actually where our NBC setup is.
Great.
Nobody's ever seen anything like it, guys. I don't know how they're going to do it, but they've got a heck of a plan.
So have you ever covered BMX racing before? I mean, how well-versed are you in the sport of sailing, Alex? And these are the kind of things because of the locals involved and because of it is the Olympics, you're going to experience now.
I had no idea what 49er FX was. I would have thought that was some algorithm or something, but the Maggie Shea, who's our local sailor in that event, 49er FX, taught me all about it. And when I think sailing, guys, I think like a nice day on Lake Michigan, you're having a drink, you're just relaxing. These men and women are hanging off the side of the boat. They're going 20 miles an hour, inches above the water. That's crazy to watch. And yes, the BMX racing, Felicia Stancil, who's from Grays Lake, went to the Tokyo Olympics. She finished fourth. I mean, every time I look at the video, it's even hard to watch. Oh. She was fourth by tenths of a second. Tenths. The whole race is 40 seconds long. So if you think about, I'm preparing for 3.5, 4 years, and it all comes down to 40 seconds. I don't know how you're not on the edge of the seat for the 40 seconds. And by the way, her father's a big fan of the show. I was talking to him earlier. He said he's listening. So, Jamie, if you're listening. Yeah.
Thanks, Jamie.
So yeah, it'll be fun to watch. Yeah. I do have to brush up on a lot of these things to, remind our folks that may not watch 49er FX or BMX racing all the time.
Do you have any French? Did you polish your language skills or anything? Can you?
I've got some high school French.
Oh, good.
I've got some high school French. I'm pulling out of the back pocket. You know, it's finally paying off. I was always disappointed I didn't study Spanish because that would come a lot more in handy. But yeah, I'm pulling a little bit out here and there, trying to work it in the restaurants and the taxis and that kind of thing. Nice. Fortunately, there's a ton of volunteers and very many of them speak English and good English, so they can get around. But yeah, I'm trying to use it, you know, to feel a little more cultured, especially since, you know, coming out of Beijing, we didn't get to see much of the city or the country at all because of COVID. And so this is a nice real immersion in a new culture this time.
How much do you anticipate watching any of the men's basketball action? Because it is very mainstream. You can find, you know, those guys in any Bulls game, any Bulls season, any NBA season. It's not necessarily what the Olympics are all about in terms of the variety and diversity, but do you want to see the men's team play?
I do. I mean, I'll let you guys maybe have an argument about it, but there could be, I think, 10 Hall of Famers on this team. I mean, when it's all said and done, it's an incredibly stacked roster. I mean,
why can't they play defense then, Alex?
Why can't they close out a 3-point shooter?
Come on, they're bored.
They had a couple scares for sure in the exhibitions. There is only one dream team, so I am not going to compare. But you talk about the amazing talent that's on this team. I'm lucky I have a credential because it's a very hard ticket to get. Everybody wants to see these amazing stars. I was even talking to somebody here, a native Parisian who's got Chicago connections. He says even when the Bulls, yes, that Bulls team from last year came through Paris, it was a big ticket because just to see these NBA stars up close in a regular season game, that was last January, was a big thrill. So you put this connection together. I would love to go see it. I hope I get to see it, a semifinal or a final, assuming they make it. And then we got Anthony Davis, a Chicago native, on that team too, so that's a nice local connection. So yeah, I hope to see that if I can make it toward the end.
I wonder if like Wemby is the most famous. Like, will he be the biggest draw in Paris? Right? I'm just saying,
going back home.
Thing, yeah. I was speaking to a deputy mayor today in Paris. We were doing a shoot at a market, and his English was not very good, but that was one of the first things he said to me. What do you think of Victor Wembanyama? You know, he's a sensation in America and for the sport. And I think they're really proud to claim him and Joel Embiid in a way as well, even though he's playing for Team USA.
He departed. He's a traitor, right?
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. He could have played. He could have done Cameroon or France or USA. Yeah. But he chose USA and I think we're better for it. So, but I think there'll still be lots of cheers when he appears on the court.
Yeah, I mean, I got to tell you, I love the Olympics. I always have. I think it's tons of fun. Even like the gymnastics and stuff, like stuff that my wife and my daughters might be more interested in than my son and I will watch some of the boxing. I've always loved Olympic boxing. Do we have any local Chicagoans fighting? It's always fun.
We have no boxers, but we do have four wrestlers. We're very well represented in wrestling. We've got three Greco-Roman on the male side, and we have a female wrestler, Kennedy Blades. She's just 20 years old. She beat the silver medalist to get into the Olympics. So the reigning silver medalist. So hopes are very high for Kennedy. And she's a force. She's taller than me. She's built like crazy. So hopefully she's able to use her aggressiveness and toughness and come home with a medal.
So when can we look forward to the NBC5 exclusive with Lady Gaga?
The rumors are flying around, guys, on who's going to be at that opening ceremony. It's a closely guarded secret. I wish I knew.
Isn't she supposed to be there?
She's supposed to do a duet with Celine Dion.
Yeah.
She lived in Chicago.
That's what I saw.
Gaga lived here when she was dating the dude from Chicago.
So she's a local, Alex. I think
she's like a local.
Make it happen.
That's right.
Okay?
You know, it's funny because we're starting to claim Simone Biles a little bit via Jonathan Owens also being a local. So
there you go.
Know, if we can claim Gaga, we can claim Simone for sure. Yeah, that'd be a fun exclusive.
You should make him lift or something. It'd be a great feature if you put that guy through with the paces.
Yes, he's Alex. Camp. Alex works out with Jonathan Owens live at 5.
Alex tears a muscle with Jonathan Owens.
That may be the case. Have fun, though. Yeah. I hope you have a great time. It's a tremendous experience, and I think it'd be one you look back at. And, boy, you know, you're doing such a great service for a lot of fans watching and the
Absolutely.
Locals, but just people just enjoying your coverage. So enjoy it, Alex.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on today. I really enjoyed it.
Have a great trip. That is fantastic. Safe journey. That is the only local reporter on the scene.